今天我们聚会开始的第一日。
And this is the first day of our meeting.
第一次到圣何塞来开会。
And the first time we have met in San Jose.
我们一开始还是讲同样的话。
And at the beginning we want to say the same things.
盼望这不是仅仅只是聚会。
And we hope that this is not just a meeting.
我们盼望这是我们四天是我们众人追求主的日子。
But we hope that this is 4 days where all of us pursue the Lord.
盼望这四天我们什么也不管。
And that we would think of nothing else.
我们什么也不去想。
And we will do not be bothered with anything else.
我们只有一件事追求主。
But just one thing, that is to pursue the Lord.
从早晨到晚上，我们都追求主。
And from morning to evening, may we all pursue the Lord.
每一个人都要有个祷告。
And each one of us should have this prayer.
盼望在这次聚会里面，我们能遇见主。
That in this meeting, we will meet the Lord.
我们有确定的经历。
And that we have a sure experience.
叫我们一生当中是个关键。
That this would be a turning point in our lives.
我们个人的复兴。
That we will be revived as individuals.
教会的复兴。
And that our church as well will be revived.
我们的日子实在不多了。
Because we do not have many days left.
因为主来的日子那么迫近了。
Because the day of the Lord's coming is so close.
我们很可能是地上最后一班要迎接主来的神的儿女了。
And it is very possible that we are the last group to receive the coming of the Lord.
趁着主给我们有平安的日子。
And since the Lord, in the days while the Lord still gives us peace.
我们好好追求主。
Let us pursue him well.
我们读创世纪一章二十六节。
Let us read from Genesis chapter 1, verse 26.
神说我们要照着我们的形象按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切的昆虫。这里神说那个神，他的文法上是三位数。
And here, it is a plural in verse 26 when it mentions God.
所以才是用我们。
And that's why it says we, let us make.
管理翻作掌权。
And it says, to subdue or to have dominion over.
我们读三章第十五节。
And then let us read chapter 3, verse 15.
我要又要叫你和女人的后裔彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔要彼此为仇，女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。我们读第九章十二到十七节。
And let us read Genesis chapter 9, verses 12 to 14.
十二到十七节。
Verses 12 to 17.
神说，我与你们并你们这里的各样活物所立的永约是有记号的。我把虹放在云彩中。
And it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. It shall be when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud, and I will remember my covenant which is between me and you, and every living creature of all flesh. And never again shall the water become a flood to destroy our flesh. And when the bow is in the cloud, then I will look upon the covenant.
我们读十二章。
Genesis chapter 12.
从一节读到第三节。
Let us read verse 1-3.
耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地区。我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大。你要叫别人得福。
And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
我必赐福于他，那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。好，我们读到这里为止。二十八章。
And let us read from Genesis chapter 28.
十节到二十二节。
Verses 10-22.
Uh, 对不起，十八节。
十节到二十二节。
雅各出了比士巴，向哈兰走去，到了一个地方，因为太阳落了，便拾起那地方的一块石头，正在头下，在那里躺卧睡了，梦见一个梯子，梯子的头顶着天，有神的使者站在梯子上，上去下来。耶和华站在梯子以上说，我是耶和华你主亚伯拉罕的神，也是以撒的神，我要将你所赐给你和你的后裔，你的后裔必像地上的尘沙那样多，必向东西南北开展。雅各睡醒了，说：“耶和华真在这里，我竟不知道。”你是天的门。雅各清早出去，一座柱子浇油在上面，他的那地方起名叫伯特利，地方名叫。食物吃，衣服穿，使我平平安安地回到我父亲的家，我就逼你我做我的神，我所立的柱子的石头也必做神的殿。好，这里的殿，原文圣经殿和家是一个字。
And here it says it will be, the God, will be God's house.
好，我们读历代志下二十二章。
Let us read 2 Chronicles chapter 22.
我们的讲义上面没有印证圣经哈。历代志下二十二章。
This is not in the outline. 2 Chronicles chapter
22. 八到九节，大家。
Verses 8 and 9.
我的圣经是五百六十面，我圣经的页数大家不一样。二十二章，
First Chronicles chapter 22,
八到九节
，page 422, no. Second Chronicles chapter 22.
不对。
Oops.
我们读撒母耳下第七章
，Second Samuel rather.
第三节
Chapter 7 Verse 3
读到第七节
to Verse 7 Second Samuel 7:3-7 And Nathan said to the king, Go do all that is in your mind.
在新约而行，因为耶和华与你同在。当夜耶和华的话临到纳单说，你去告诉我仆人大卫说，耶和华如此说，你岂可给我建造殿宇给我居住呢？我领以色列出埃及直到今日，我未曾住过殿宇，常在。
Why have you not built me a house of cedar?
Good, 我们读耶利米三十一章。
Let us read Jeremiah chapter
31. 三十一章三十一到三十四节。
Jeremiah 31 verses
31 to 34. 耶和华说，日子将到，我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约，不像我拉着他们祖宗的手领他们出埃及的时候，
与他们所立的约，我虽做他们的丈夫，他们却背了我的约。耶和华说，那些日子以后，我将以色列家所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。他们和自己的弟兄说，你该认识耶和华，因为他们从最小的到最大的你认识我，他们的罪孽不再纪念他们的罪。耶和华说的。好，我们读到这里。路加福音二十二章
The Gospel of Luke chapter 22
十四节到二十节
Verses 14 to 20
我们从十六节读到二十节。我告诉你们，我不再吃这宴席，直到成就在神的国里。耶稣接过杯来，祝谢了，说：“你们拿这个，大家分着喝。”我告诉你们，从今以后，我不再喝这葡萄汁，直到成就。祝谢了，就说。为你们舍的，你们也当如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我血所立的新约，是为你们多人流出来的。好，我们读哥林多前书十一章。
Let us read 1 Corinthians chapter 11
二十一节到二十六节，二十三节到二十六节。
Verses 23 to 26, 1 Corinthians 11, 23 to 26.
我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来祝谢了，就擘开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的。为你们舍的。为你们舍的。为你们舍的。为你们舍的。也照样拿起杯来说：这杯是我用血所立的新约，每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃着饼，喝着杯，这表明主的死，只等到他来。回过头来读第十章。
And let us come back to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
十六到十七节。
Verses 16 to 17.
我们所祝福的杯，岂不是同领基督的血吗？我们所擘开的饼，岂不是同领基督的身体吗？我们虽多，人是一个饼，一个身体。我们都是分受这一个饼，这个同领。应该翻作交通。
And here it says we partake and share.
我们岂不是同交通与主的血吗？
Do we not share in the body of Christ?
我们岂不是一种交通与主的身体吗？
And is it not that we share in the blood of Christ?
我们最后读二十一节。
Let us lastly read verse 21, 1 Corinthians 10:21.You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the table of the Lord and the table of demons.
好，这个筵席应该翻作桌子。
And here it specifies table.
我们要看是永远的旨意和祝约。
And if we want to understand the eternal purpose of God and all the covenants,
神是一位有旨意的神。
We need to know that the Lord God is a God who has a purpose.
神是一位有计划的神。
He has a plan.
在以弗所书第一章的里面。
And in Ephesians chapter 1,
四次提到旨意。
Four times it mentions the will of God.
两次提到计划。
And twice it mentions the plan of God.
神按照他的旨意来行做万事。
And according to his will, he does all things.
而整本圣经是本约书。
And the whole of the Bible is a covenant.
约书什么意思？
And what does it mean to have this word covenant?
我们无论是我们个人的商业的行为，
whether in our business,
无论国家与国家当中,
or between nations,
重大的事都要立个约。
For all things, there needs to be a covenant.
立了约就必须照着约而行事。
Once a covenant has been established, you must follow that covenant.
约就是必须要应验的。
And this covenant is something that must be fulfilled.
必须要兑现的。
And it must be done.
在圣经的里面。
And in the Bible.
神给我们的应许太大了。
The Lord has given us such a great promise.
神给我们的恩典也太大了。
And has given us such great grace.
神的永远的计划。
And his eternal purpose.
在教会身上要成就的事太荣耀了。
Is so great and glorious in the things he would accomplish in the church.
叫我们很难信得过来。
It is hard for us to believe it.
所以神给我们立约。
And that is why God has made this covenant.
叫做新旧约。
And that is the new and old covenant.
每一句话都要应验的。
For the testaments, and every word here will be fulfilled.
所有神说的话都要兑现的。
All that which God has said will be fulfilled.
所有神要应许教会的事。
And all the promises he has made to the church.
到有一天都要出现的。
One day will appear.
这叫做新旧约。
This is the Old and the New Testament.
而神的话太奇妙了。
And the word of the Lord is too wondrous.
这本那么厚的圣经。
This very thick Bible.
没有一点的隙缝。
There is a no gap in it at all.
从开始一直到末了。
From the beginning until the very end.
一气呵成的。
It is complete.
创世纪第一章。
In Genesis chapter 1.
说到神创造我们。
It speaks of how the Lord created us.
当神造人的时候。
And when he created man.
神先宣告造人的目的。
He first proclaimed his purpose in creating man.
我们在这件圣经里面。
And in these things.
找到了人生的意义。
And in this chapter, we will find the meaning of life.
找到人活着的目的。
And the purpose that we are alive.
找到我们怎么生活。
And how we are to live.
我们要照着我们的形象。
And according to our image.
按着我们的样式来造人。
And in our likeness, we shall create man.
叫他们掌权于一切。
That he should subdue and govern the earth.
形象说到里面的想象。
And the image speaks of the inner image.
样式说到外面的想象。
And the likeness is the outer appearance.
而这里说的人是个团体数。
And here when it speaks of creation of man, it is a plural.
神说到一个族类。
It is a mankind.
说到一种人类。
And it is humankind.
神要说造的人类。
And the humankind which God is creating
像耶稣基督的人类
is one that is like Jesus.
在三位一体的神中间
and in this triune God
只有子神有形象
only God the Son has a likeness
照着我们的形象按着我们的样式来造人
according to our image and in our likeness we shall create man
叫人里面像神
and so we shall be like God within
叫人外面像神
and man shall be like God without
叫他们掌权
And they shall reign.
所以宣告造人的目的。
And so he proclaims the purpose for
creation. 叫我们里面像神，外面像神。
So inside and outside, we are completely like.
像他形象。
We are like his image.
为他掌权。
And we reign and govern for him.
经过整本的圣经。
And when we pass through the whole Bible.
到了启示录末了了。
When we come to Revelation, the end of Revelation.
千年的婚宴和千年的国度。
It is the millennial kingdom and the marriage, the banquet of the Lamb.
婚宴说到生命。
And the marriage speaks of this life.
国度说到权柄。
And the kingdom is the authority.
我们和主联合。
We are united with God.
我们成为主的心腹。
And we are his bride.
成为羔羊的妻。
And we are the bride of the Lamb.
教会完全像主了。
And the church shall be completely like God.
千年的国度。
And in that thousand year millennial kingdom.
我们与主一同作王。
We shall be reigning with him.
我们和他一同掌权。
And we shall govern with him.
圣经从创世纪一章一直到启示录末了。
And the Bible from Genesis 1 until the end of Revelation.
一气呵成的。
It is all within the same plan.
这本圣经是紧实密封的。
And this plan is watertight.
说到神的计划。
And it is the plan of God.
说到神的旨意。
And it is his purpose.
而计划旨意。
And the plan and purpose.
都在神的约的里面写明的。
All appear within the covenant of God.
立了这么多的约。
And God has established so many covenants.
从旧约一直到新约。
From the new until the old until the new.
所有神的约都在神的应许。
All of his covenants are promises.
我们叫做应许的约。
They are the covenants of promise.
只有当中的律法是插进来的。
And only the law kind of is interspersed.
律法是外添的。
Because it is grafted in.
不过叫人知罪。
The law is just so that we would know.
叫人知道我们自己不行。
And so that we would know that we are unable.
所以律法不在约里面。
And so the law is not within the covenant.
从开始到末了。
From the beginning to the end, all the covenants.
没有一个月是独立的。
Not a single one is individual.
所有的月都是彼此相互的。
And they all are working cooperatively.
发展到最后。
And they grow and develop until the end.
才是个完全的月。
It becomes one complete covenant.
第一个月。
The first covenant.
成为亚当的月。
It is the covenant of Adam.
我们现在知道亚当那些堕落的那个严重。
And we know now the severity of the fall of Adam.
有一个不信主的人问我，亚当不过不听话，就是这么严重吗？
And some people who do not believe in God will say, Adam just merely disobeyed. Is it that severe?
我举一个不完全的比方哈。
And let me give a very incomplete example.
做父亲的要出门了。
If a father is going out,
告诉那个孩子，
and tells the children,
这里一个瓶子里面装的毒药。
There is poison in this bottle.
你不可吃啊。
Do not eat it.
父亲回来了。
When he comes home.
那孩子吃了。
The child took the poison.
两个问题发生了。
There's two problems here.
一个问题不听话。
One problem is he disobeyed.
不听话，那个问题轻得多了。
And the disobedience is not as serious.
父亲可以处罚他。
The father may discipline the child.
父亲也可以原谅他。
Or he can forgive the child.
可以赦免他。
He can have mercy.
第二个问题。
The second problem.
这杯毒药吃下去了怎么办？这个严重了。
What should we do now that he has ingested the poison?
那一天什么叫做堕落？
And that day, what was it called to fall?
人接受了撒旦的生命。
It is that man received the life of Satan.
从今以后，人成为罪人了。
And from then on, man is a sinner.
这也是大到一个地步，要叫神的儿子来到地上了。
And this is such a great issue that the Son of God had to come into the world.
这不是神要就要亚当这个不听话的问题了。
It is not just because Adam disobeyed.
我们成为罪人。
It was because we became
sinners. 亚当那点的堕落是个不能挽回的堕落。
Because that fall was something that he could not be saved from.
吃的日子必定死。
In the day that you eat of this, you shall certainly die.
亚当判定了。
And so Adam, God judged Adam that day.
你出于尘土，归于尘土。
From dust you came, from dust you shall return.
我在二十来岁就住在中国大陆。
And when I was in my 20s, I lived in China.
亲戚们有葬，有那个死要办那个丧礼。
And one of my relatives had passed away, and we were holding a funeral.
那时候我还没信主了，我这个十八岁以前还没信主了。
And I was not yet a Christian then.
我给老牧师啊，把个土啊撒在那个棺材的上面。
And I saw this pastor putting the dirt on the coffin.
出于尘土，归于尘土。
From the dust you came, to dust you shall return.
我听了这句话真的很悲哀。
And I thought this is very pathetic.
我信主了。
And then after I became a Christian.
了解这句话了。
And I understood this thing.
我自己主持丧事聚会从来不讲这句话的。
But even when I hold the funeral, I never say this.
神的儿女不是出于尘土，归于尘土啊。
Because the children of God are not from dust, and we are not returning to dust.
这是世人的悲哀啊。
And this is the pity of the people of the world.
人堕落是不可挽回的堕落。
Because this fall is something that we cannot retrieve ourselves from.
立刻可能逾越。
And so God immediately established his covenant.
这是第一个月。
This is the first covenant.
所有月的根源。
And it is the foundation and root of all covenants.
这一个月太大了。
This is such a great covenant.
是马上应许女人的后裔要来。
It immediately promised the seed of the woman.
他来了要伤蛇的头。
And he shall harm the head of the snake.
蛇要伤他的脚跟。
And the serpent shall bite his heel.
女人的后裔和蛇的后裔要彼此为仇。
And the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent shall be at enmity all the days.
立刻应许亚当有女人的后裔要来。
And so God immediately promised Adam there is one coming, the seed of the woman.
这是第一个月。
And this is the first covenant.
什么叫做女人的后裔？
And what is the seed of the woman?
全人类都是男人的后裔。
All humans are from men. We are seed of
men. 没有一个男人一个女人单个可以生孩子，对不对？
And a woman cannot have a child by herself.
女人的后裔。
the seed of the woman, was not until Jesus Christ came, and he is the true seed of the woman. He is the true seed of the woman. And he shall be the savior of all mankind.
亚当堕落了,
Adam fell.
神应许女人的后裔来,
and so God immediately promised the seed of the woman will come.
插进来的一个生命,
and then so in this fall, this life comes in.
道成肉身,
the word became flesh.
他和人类的堕落生命无关,
he is completely unrelated to this fallen life of man.
他的永远的生命来到地上啊,
it is the eternal life come into the world.
神成为肉身了,
and God has become man.
这个月太大了,
and this covenant is so rich.
女人的后裔要来,
because the seed of the woman is coming.
他要负一个责任来,
and he shall bear upon him a responsibility
来对付仇敌,
to deal with the enemy.
仇敌的力量太大了,
and how great is the power of the enemy.
全人类在仇敌面前真是 如同无有,
all of mankind before the enemy is nothing.
主耶稣道成肉身,
but Jesus was the word became flesh.
他要伤蛇的头,
and he shall bruise the head of the snake.
蛇要伤他的脚跟,
and the snake shall bruise his heel.
不仅说到救主，说到主耶稣十架的大救恩啊,
and not only is it speaking of a savior, but a great salvation of the cross.
主耶稣一路去十架,
and all the way Jesus went to the cross.
十架在宇宙中间最大的征战,
and the cross is the greatest battle in all the universe.
主和黑暗的君王征战,
and God, the Lord fought with the king of darkness.
那个征战,
and that battle,
主打伤了仇敌的头,
the Lord bruised the head of the enemy.
打伤头, 那是致命伤,
and that is a fatal,
但是蛇也伤主的脚跟,
and the snake also bruised his heel.
那时候的痛苦,
it is just suffering and pain.
主也受大痛苦,
and the Lord indeed suffered great pain.
但是主伤了仇敌的头,
but he bruised the head of the serpent.
我们都要知道主已经伤了仇敌的头,
and so we should all know the Lord has already bruised his head.
我们要跨胜,
and we should proclaim this victory.
今天撒旦在地上的力量多大呀,
and how great is the power of Satan here in the world.
像基督徒在美国这样不受逼迫的地方还是不多啊,
and here in even Christian America, it is very rare for Americans that we can live without persecution.
我们中国人受逼迫的地方多啊,
in China, most Christians are persecuted.
好多神的儿女受逼迫,
many children of God are persecuted.
我们要破口,
and so we should boast
耶稣的胜,
that Jesus is the victor.
杀掉仇敌的头,
he has harmed the head of the enemy.
撒旦就用那尾巴呀晃啷晃啷吓人就是了,
and Satan just has his tail waving around trying to scare people.
但这个尾巴够厉害的啊,
but it is a very dangerous tail.
多少神的儿女死在仇敌手中,
so many children of God have died in the hands of the enemy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 我们在美国,
dear brothers and sisters, we are in America.
我们难得在一个平安自由的地方,
and it is rare for people to be in a very free and peaceful country.
我们不追求主,
if we do not pursue the Lord, then we cannot meet him. So many of God's children are under persecution. But the Lord has bruised the enemy's head.
杀了没有啊?
Has he?
杀了没有啊?
Has he?
杀了,
and so we are not afraid of the enemy.
这是第一个月,
and this is the first covenant.
主要受痛苦,
and the Lord will suffer.
仇敌要受致命的伤,
and the enemy will have a fatal blow.
这是应许救主来了,
and this is the promise of the Savior.
这是第一个月,
this is the first covenant.
挪亚的月, 第二个月,
and the covenant with Noah is the second.
一下跨到末后的月了,
all of a sudden, God is jumping to the last day.
挪亚的月看见新天新地,
because in the covenant of Noah, he sees the new heaven and the new earth.
新造万有,
and the new creation.
再不用洪水灭世了,
he, and the world will never be destroyed by a flood.
神和挪亚的月,
and God has established his covenant.
我再不用洪水灭世了,
I will never destroy the world with a flood.
神在灭世以前,
and before they were,
挪亚先得到信息了,
Noah got the message first.
挪亚知道神要毁灭世界,
and Noah knew that God was going to destroy the world.
今天我们有没有得信息啊?
Have we gotten the message?
神的儿女知不知道神要毁灭世界啊?
You know that God is going to destroy the world, do you?
知道, 对不对? You know? 挪亚知道了,
Noah knew.
他的态度不一样,
and he had a different attitude.
造方舟,
he went and he created the ark.
传义道,
and he started to preach righteousness, and he started to walk with God.
做得胜者了。
And he was an overcomer.
什么叫做方舟啊？
What does it mean to build an ark?
方舟就在基督里。
To build an ark, that means you are in Christ.
说到我们教会了。
Speaks of the church.
方舟上面挪亚一口八个人。
And there were Noah and there were eight people who were on the ark.
里面是复活数字。
Eight is a number in the Bible that represents the resurrection.
说复活的人类。
And it is the resurrected man.
胜过洪水的灾害了。
The one who overcame the flood.
一家八口人。
And the eight in this family.
是教会的一个表号。
It is the number that represents the church.
他们从方舟里面出来。
They came out of the ark.
挪亚是传义道。
And Noah started to preach the word of righteousness. And his testimony was building
this.
And his work was to preach the word of righteousness. And so he went and preached the gospel diligently. Because he knew the world would be destroyed. And the children of God know even better than Noah. But yet when we preach the gospel, it is very fake. And it is even worse if you don't preach the gospel. And the weakness in our church is the gospel is weak. I don't know about San Jose, but in LA, the gospel work is weak.
不传福音怎么行啊？
How can you not preach the gospel?
我们知不知道世人要灭亡的？
Do you know that people are going to be destroyed?
知不知道主要来审判世界？
Do you know that God will judge the world?
都知道的。
We know.
怎么不传福音？
Then why aren't you preaching the gospel?
没有负担。
You don't have a burden.
对自己是有没有负担呢？
Do you have a burden for yourself?
挪亚的约。
It is the covenant with Noah.
挪亚造方舟，传义道，与神同行。
And so he built the ark and he preached the word of righteousness and he walked with God.
洪水过去了。
When the flood passed.
神一个月。
God established this covenant.
让虹彩出现在空中。
He allowed the rainbow to appear in the sky.
立月的记号。
And that is a sign of the covenant.
在我们看见东西当中，红是最美丽的。
And in all the things that we see, the rainbow is the most beautiful.
七个颜色。
There's seven colors.
肉眼看见好，我从来没看见过四个，看见三个颜色。
And I've never seen three or four colors.
神的信实何等美丽！
How beautiful is the faithfulness of God?
这个红彩都在暴雨之后出现的。
And the rainbow always appears after the storm.
我在台湾住的时候。
When I was living in Taiwan.
看见红特别多。
You see rainbows all the time.
特别在中南部看，越往南看见红越多。
And the more south you go, the more rainbows you see.
因为那里下雨多。
Because it rains more.
暴雨之后。
And after a storm.
红彩出现了。
The rainbow will appear.
我看见红彩出现。
When I see the rainbow appear.
我常常停下来看一段时候。
I often stop and look.
神的信实。
It is the faithfulness of God.
像我们就这样的美丽。
And that is how beautiful the faithfulness of God is.
神要完成我们所信不过来的应许。
He will accomplish the promises which we can't even believe.
到了启示录一章。
And when we come to Revelation chapter 1.
所有预言开始的时候。
When all the prophecies begin.
接触到神的宝座。
It speaks of the throne of God.
是红围着宝座。
And the rainbow surrounds the throne.
我想我们今天看见红围着都是半圆的，是吧？
When we see a rainbow today, it is usually a semi-circle.
有没有看见个整个圆的红的？
Have you ever seen a circle?
没有见过，
circle
见过吗？你们见过整个圆的啊？啊，那我少见多怪了。
Someone
我看见红怎么都是半圆？
All the ones I've seen are half.
到了神的宝座那里。
But when we come to the throne of God, the rainbow will be a circle, a circle, and it surrounds the throne.
这是 perfect, 完全的红。
And this is the perfect rainbow.
牛杰坐那看见过圆的红。
And our brother Yu has seen the complete rainbow.
神的信实。
And it is the faithfulness of God.
是我们的保证。
It is our guarantee.
这是挪亚的约。
This is the covenant of Noah.
亚伯拉罕的约。
And then we come to the covenant of Abraham.
叫最大的约。
It is the greatest covenant.
在这容易记，亚当约是第一个约。
It's easy to remember, Adam, the Adamic covenant is the first.
挪亚的约是幕后的约。
And then the covenant with Noah is the last.
亚伯拉罕的约最大的约。
And the covenant with Abraham is the greatest.
亚伯拉这个人太伟大了。
And because Abraham was a very great man.
他是第一个因信称义的人。
He was the first one who was justified by faith.
第一个与神同行的人。
He was the first one who walked with God.
他是第一个看见神显主耶稣显现的人。
He was the first one who saw Jesus appear.
在旧约里面没有耶稣基督这四个字。
And Jesus Christ does not; these words do not appear in the Old Testament.
主耶稣在马约翰福音第八章。
But in John chapter 8,
好像是五十六节。
I think it's verse 56.
你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕。
And it says, "Your father Abraham."
欢欢喜喜仰望我的日子。
Rejoice to see my day.
既看见了就欢喜。
And when he saw it, he rejoiced.
犹太人说你还没五十岁看见我亚伯拉罕呢。
And the Israelites says, "You're not even 50. You've seen Abraham."
主说还没有亚伯拉罕。
And Jesus said, "Before Abraham was."
就有了我。
I was.
犹太人真是不懂，是不是？
And the Israelites really couldn't understand.
好，旧约里面摩亚伯兰看见过神。
And in the Old Testament, Abraham saw God.
摩西看见过神。
And Moses saw God.
大卫看见过神。
David saw God.
他们说看见的都是耶稣基督。
The God they saw, it was Jesus.
只有神的儿子有形象。
Because only Jesus had a form.
我不能读很多圣经，新约里面都证明摩西给大卫看见主的。
I cannot read many passages, but the New Testament testifies that Moses and David they saw the Lord.
你们祖宗亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜仰望我的日子。
And it says, "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day."
既看见了就欢喜。
And he saw it and was glad.
亚伯拉罕没有看见主。
And did Abraham see God?
所以与神同行。
And so he walked with God.
神给他立约。
And so God established a covenant.
这约太大太大了。
This covenant was very.
从十二章一直到十七章才完成的。
And it was most great, and it was completed between chapters 12 and 17.
我们下面还要讲十七章呢。
And we will come to Genesis 17.
在十二章里面，亚伯拉罕的约集中三件事。
And in Genesis chapter 12, there are three significant points about the covenant.
一定要复分。
The first is the inheritance.
我要给你。
The blessing.
我要给你大的福分。
I will give you a great blessing.
万国都要因你得福。
Nations shall be blessed because of you.
亚伯拉罕懂什么万国啊？
What does Abraham understand about nations?
亚伯拉罕一生就活在那么小的小块地方的哈。
In his whole life, he only lived in this small part of portion of land.
万族都要因你得福。
But all the people shall be blessed because of you.
然后应许了子孙。
And then it promised him a son.
亚伯拉罕已经一百岁了。
Abraham was 100.
Sarah 的生育已经断绝了。
And Sarah was beyond the years of childbearing.
不可能有子孙的。
It was impossible that they would have a son.
你一定要生个儿子。
But you shall bear a son.
你的子孙要承接你所有的产业。
And your son shall receive all your inheritance.
然后应许他土地做产业。
And then it promised him the land for an inheritance.
加拉太书三章。
In Galatians chapter 3.
保罗解释亚伯拉罕的约。
Paul explains the covenant of Abraham.
若没有保罗的解释
，without Paul's explanation，
亚伯拉罕的福分关我们什么事啊
？What is Abraham? How is Abraham related to us?
亚伯拉罕的子孙和我们什么相干呢
？How was his son related to us?
加拉太三章特别说亚伯拉罕的约。
But Galatians chapter 3 tells us about the
先解释福分
，the covenant of Abraham, and it first explains the blessing.
三章第八节。
Chapter 3, verse 8.
既然看见这事。
And it says the scripture foreseeing.
就传福音给亚伯拉罕。
That God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preach the gospel to Abraham.
说万国都要因你得福。
Saying all the nations shall be blessed in you.
到了十四节。
And when we come to verse 14.
叫亚伯拉罕的福。
It is the blessing of Abraham.
因信可以领到外邦人。
That by faith we might receive it.
就是因信而得着应许的圣灵。
And we might receive the promised spirit of faith.
福分指的圣灵来说的。
And so this blessing is the spirit.
儿子指的基督来说的。
The son is Christ.
保罗说不是指的许多的子孙。
And Paul says he is not talking about many children.
二十六节。
This is in verse 26.
指的一个人乃是基督。
But one person who is Christ.
这个约太大。
This is such a great covenant.
三而一的神。
The triune God.
把两个位格的神都赐给亚伯拉罕了。
And this is a Christ, the God with the two personalities has been given to Abraham.
我们世界接受的神迹不大。
And the miracle of the world concluding is not a great one.
一个最大的神迹。
The greatest miracle.
是差遣他儿子来到世上。
Is sending his son into this world.
是差遣圣灵来到地上。
And God sent the Holy Spirit into this world.
两个位格的神都下降了。
And the two personalities of God have descended.
这是当初应许给亚伯拉罕的。
This was a promise given to Abraham.
所以圣灵成为应许的圣灵。
And that is why the Holy Spirit is the spirit of promise.
到了新约来到了。
And when we come to the New Testament.
使徒行传第二章。
In Acts chapter 2.
路加福音第24章,
and Luke chapter 24.
主耶稣祝福门徒,
and the, Jesus blesses the disciples.
不要离开耶路撒冷,
says, do not depart from Jerusalem. But wait for the promise of the Father. Until you receive power from on high.
请转第二章,
and in Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit comes. And he descends.
2章33节,
and chapter 2, verse 33. It says he was exalted by the right hand of God. And he received the promise of the Holy Spirit. And he has poured forth that which you see today. And so the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of promise. And the New Testament many times mentions the promise spirit. And even our hymns we sing of the promise spirit. And brothers and sisters are quite amazing. They don't understand and they don't ask. They sing very happily of the promised spirit. But what does that mean? It was promised to Abraham. And he is our spiritual father. And we are his heavenly children. And God has promised him children as many as the stars in the heavens and the sand of the sea. And so he has these heavenly children. He has worldly children. Those are the Israelites. We are the heavenly descendants of Abraham. And the covenant with Abraham is a covenant with us. And he is sending Christ to us. He is sending the Spirit. And so the Spirit is the promised Holy Spirit. It has been promised to Abraham. And has been promised to every child of God. And so we have much faith to receive the Holy Spirit. Because God is always faithful. He will fill all that has breath with the Holy Spirit. And in the Pentecost, it was fulfilled.
2009年到现在, 教会一直在应验应许圣灵。
And for 2,000 years until now, the church has been fulfilling this promise of the promised Spirit. In this meeting, we will receive the promised Holy Spirit. This is what the Father has promised to all His children. And we shall all gain the experience of the Holy Spirit. And of course, this meeting will pass. And whenever we begin a meeting, people say, we come empty-handed. Maybe you have come empty-handed. Do not leave empty-handed. You can come empty-handed, but leave in abundance. Do not leave until you gain the Lord and the Holy Spirit. And there was a sister that I led before. She was my co-worker. A good sister. And her last name was
E.
And there was a great wave and experience of the Spirit. Most people had gained this experience. She could not gain it. And she came to find me. And she said, I just can't. And I said, you do not desire enough, so go home. The next day she came. And she said, I didn't have the desire. But I still couldn't get it. And I said, it is not enough, go home. And she said, I really did desire it, I couldn't get it. And so I said the same thing, you do not desire it enough, go home. The next time she came. And then she didn't say anything, but I looked at her and I said, you got it. When you look at her, you know she is changed. And I said, you got it. And she said, last night I went home. And in the middle of the night, I knelt before the Lord.
主你不给我,
if you do not give this to me, Lord, I will die. And the Holy Spirit fell like rain. And it filled me greatly. If you can't gain it, it is because you do not desire it enough. From tonight, start desiring the Holy Spirit. Do you want it? Other things you cannot want, but the Holy Spirit you must have. The promised Holy Spirit. Do you have faith?
有, 对神的应许有信心。
have faith in God's promise.
所以亚伯兰两位位格的神降给亚伯拉罕了。
And so both personalities of God have descended upon Abraham.
这个约大不大？
How great is this covenant?
好了，下面雅各的约。
And then we come to the covenant of Jacob.
雅各的约成为神的家的约。
It is the covenant of the house of God.
生掉巴旦亚兰的亚那天他离家出走。
And that day when Jacob ran away from his home, he came to Padan
Aram.
The first time he left home.
离开那个宠爱他宠爱的过分的母亲了啊。
And left his mother that spoiled him.
Yeah, spoiled, 真是 spoiled. 那个雅各到了巴旦亚兰的旷野。
And he came to the wilderness of Padan Aram.
天黑了。
And it became night.
真是彷徨啊。
And he was in fear.
恐惧啊。
And he was in much.
来到个大的旷野，天就黑了。
He came to this great wilderness and night fell.
他在那里睡觉。
And he was sleeping there.
拿块石头来做枕头。
And he took a stone to use as a pillow.
我不知道他怎么想的。
And I don't know what he was thinking.
我再没有枕头，我也不会拿块石头做枕头的。
Even if I don't have a pillow, I'm not going to use a stone.
那枕那块石头呢，真是不会睡觉的。
And it's going to be even harder to sleep on the stone.
他拿块石头做枕头嘛，那里圣灵的管制在里面。
But he took the stone and he was controlled by the Holy Spirit.
他做了个梦。
He had this dream.
这是太伟大的一个梦了。
And it was a great dream.
他看见个天梯。
He saw a heavenly ladder.
梯的那一天顶着天。
On the one end, it was in heaven.
神的使者上去下来的梯子上面。
And the angels of God were descending and ascending on this ladder.
在梯子的一个顶头上站着神。
And God was at the top of the ladder.
神对他说。
And God said to him,
我是你祖宗亚伯拉罕的神。
I am the God of your father.
我要把你所躺卧之地赐给你。
And this land which you are lying on, I am going to give it to you.
你要东西南北的扩展。
And you shall expand north, south, east, and west.
你的子万国都要因你的后裔得福。
And the nation shall be blessed because of your descendants.
他醒过来了。
And he woke up.
醒过来，他说：“这地方何等可怕呀！”
And he said, "How fearful is this?"
这个天的门又是神的家。
This is the gate of heaven and the house of God.
你知道吧？神的家。
Do you know the house of God?
对一个肉体来说，真的很可怕的。
It is very frightening for a natural man.
不容许肉体的。
Because here, no flesh can be allowed.
有的人动肉体。
Some people and they are it is easy for them to move to use their own flesh.
来来往往的哈。
And they don't care.
我们不谈这种人。
These are not the people we're discussing tonight.
没有主也不跟随生命。
They do not have God and they do not follow life.
追求跟随主的人。
But for those who pursue the Lord.
神的家何等可畏啊！
How reverent is the house of God?
世界任何地方你可以任意走路啊。
You can walk casually anywhere in the world.
神的家不行。
But not in the house of God.
不任凭人的肉体张狂的。
It does not allow you to indulge yourself.
有肉体一定要对付的。
Because you need to deal with the flesh.
不对付肉体怎么行啊？
How can you not deal with the flesh?
这是天的门，也是神的家。
This is the gate of heaven and the house of God.
但是你要进入天的门，要进要摸着天的话。
But if you would want to touch heaven,
神的家是唯一的地方啊。
The house of God is the only place.
世人怎么看见神啊？
How do people of the world see God?
借着我们啊。
Through us.
借着教会啊。
Through the church.
不借着教会怎么看见神啊？
Otherwise, other than the church, how can people see God?
我们在地上的责任太大了。
We have such a great responsibility in the world.
总统竞选这样子是吗？对我们小事一件。
Even the election of the president is a small matter.
不传福音么大事啊。
It is a great matter if you do not preach the gospel.
教会的职责是什么啊？
Because what is the responsibility?
教会的职责是传福音啊。
Of the church, it is to preach the gospel.
叫人从我们看见主啊。
And so people can see God through us.
我们一生传福音。
And so we preach the gospel throughout our lives.
传福音最重要的不在我们的话。
And it is not dependent really upon our words.
在于我们的见证。
It depends upon your testimony.
我们身上要活出主来才可以啊。
You must live out the Lord.
你传的主人很好，怎么你这个人怎么这样呢？
And people will say, the Lord you preach is very good, but why do you act that way? Why do you behave that way?
神的家。
It is the house of
God. 天的门。
The gate of heaven.
雅各这地方何等可畏。
And Jacob said, how fearful is this place? And so he picked up the stone and put it on the pillar.
浇油在上面。
And he put it as a pillar and poured oil on it.
石头在圣经里面。
The stones, the rocks,
复活来说的。
In the Bible represent
你去读整个圣经的石头。
The resurrection. If you look at every word,
把石头打死它没什么意义之外。
Every time it mentions stone in the Bible, it means resurrection other than stone him to death.
都指着复活来说的。
It is all pointing to the resurrection.
复活生命。
And the resurrected life.
很受圣灵的膏油。
Can receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
这是教会的见证。
And this is a testimony of the church.
我们神的儿女可以活出教会，可以活出主，可以不活出主。
And children of God, you can live out the Lord, or you cannot.
没有主，没有教会的见证。
You don't have the you just don't have the testimony.
石头就是柱子。
And but this stone here is a he made it a pillar.
柱子见证。
The pillar is a
testimony. 浇油在上面。
And then he poured oil on top.
承受圣灵。
To receive the Holy Spirit.
我们诗歌本里有好几首诗歌唱到这个雅各的旷野漂流啊。
And many of our hymns speak of Jacob's wanderings in the wilderness. And he received the Holy Spirit.
雅各的约。
And it is a covenant of
神的家的约。
Jacob, the covenant of the house of God.
神的家被建立了。
Because the house of God has been established.
我们要建立神的家。
And so we must establish the house of God.
我们侍奉主。
We serve the Lord.
不建立神的家。
But how and how can we not establish the house of God? What are you doing?
所以侍奉主的人必须要建立神的儿女。
All those who serve the Lord, you must establish the children of God. After a certain period of serving,
有没有人因我而蒙恩呢？
Was anyone saved because of you?
有没有弟兄姊妹是我接到他的呢？
Was anyone established because of you?
有没有神的儿女是因着我而他的生命长大的呢？
Had any child of God
统统没有
grew because of me? If it's no to all these questions,
应该告老退休了
then you should retire.
神家的见证
And it is a testimony of the house of God.
下面讲大卫的约了
And now we come to the Davidic covenant.
大卫是因为大卫太伟大的人了
And David was so great.
他一心要为主做大事。
And with his whole heart, he wanted to do great things for God. And he conquered all the nations around him. And he had this great desire.
要建立为神建立一个殿。
He wanted to establish a temple, a house for God.
先是拿单奉神命令的建哈。
And so Nathan, by the command of God,
你岂可为我建立家室？
Came to him and said, "How can you build a house for me?"
我要为你建立家室。
I will build a house for you.
雅各感觉神家的约。
And Jacob was the covenant of the house of God.
大卫看见建造神的家的约。
And David's covenant was to build the house of God.
神的家必须被建造起来。
Because the house of God must be built up.
大卫要建造圣殿。
And David would establish the temple.
神的我要为你建造一个家。
And God says, I will establish a house for you.
原文家和殿是一个字的哈。
And the house and the temple, it is the same word.
中文说大卫说我要为你建殿。
And in Chinese it says, David says, I will build a temple for you.
神说你岂可为我建殿。
And God says, how can you build a temple for
you? 我要为你建个家。
I will build a house for you.
怎么建个家？
What does it mean to build a house?
开始大卫走艰难道路了。
And that was when David's suffering began.
十架道路在大卫的身上。
And the way of the cross was upon David.
神剥夺他的天然生命。
And God was taking away his natural life.
在他身上建造基督的生命。
And building up the life of Christ in him.
你接到大卫的，大卫成为主的殿。
And so God became the house of God.
大卫的约。
It is that covenant with David. And we don't have time to.
下面讲的耶利米的约。
But we come to Jeremiah.
耶利米说：“我神说我要与你们立新约。”
And in the covenant of Jeremiah, God says, "I will establish a new covenant."
耶利米说要新约了。
And this is the new.
到耶利米旧约证明失败。
At the time of Jeremiah, it was already proven that the Old Testament was a failure. All this law revealed that man failed. And so I shall establish a new covenant. And I will put my covenant within you. My law within you, and I will engrave it upon your hearts. And I will establish a new covenant. This is the internal covenant. The covenant of life. And this is the new covenant. And it is the prophecy of the new covenant. The new covenant is one that is internal. It is the covenant of life. Because life is the most wondrous thing.
我把律放在你们里面，刻在你们心上。
The law, it is engraved in your heart.
律，什么叫做律？
And what is the law?
永远不改变叫做律。
It never changes, that is the law.
无论放在什么地方出来都一样的叫做律。
It is a law if no matter what, how you, where you came from, it is the same. If I throw up my handkerchief,
and it
falls down,
这地心吸力的律,
that is the law of gravity.
对, 这里是这样, 到中国去也是这样。
It is that way here, it is that way in China.
没有地方我把手帕掉了丢下去它跑掉了不会的。
And there is no place on earth where if I throw my handkerchief up, it will go away,
永远一样的,
fly away. It is always the same.
我们天然生命,
our natural life,
太不一样了,
is so different.
你们看见两个人脸完全一样不能分的。
Have you ever seen two people who have the same face and they cannot be?
或者你们这里比较个姊妹，给东北为姊妹，真是一样的。
Have cannot be differentiated, and there's a sister here who looks like a sister in China.
还是有点分别了，他们是同胞胎的姊妹了。
They're twins, but they're still a little different.
每个脸都不一样，对不对
？Every face is different.
生命是个律啊。
Law,
life
is a law. Those that fly in the sky.
没有人教他怎么在天上飞啊。
No one taught it how to fly.
在水里游的。
That which swims in the sea.
没有人教他怎么在水里游啊。
No one taught it how to swim.
我们在地上走路的。
We walk on the ground.
你长大了就会走路啊。
When you get to a certain age, you walk.
生命是个律。
Life is a law.
我们的天然生命。
Our natural life.
是个失败的生命。
It is a fallen life.
我们表现着各种各样的败坏。
We express every all degenerate.
教会最大的神迹是什么
？Behavior. But what is the greatest?
说到神迹，想到瞎子看见、聋子听见、瘸子行走。
When we speak of miracle, we always think of blind seeing or the deaf hearing or the lame walking.
这些都是神迹。
Yes, these are miracles.
我自己也遇见过这样的神迹。
And I've seen these miracles.
证明主的复活大能。
And it proves the great power of resurrection.
证明我们的神是又真又活的神。
Proves that our God is a true and living God.
最大的神迹。
But the greatest miracle is that God has given to us eternal life.
天然生命都不一样的。
Natural life is all different.
主在里面活出来。
When the Lord lives it, lives out.
白人、黑人、黄人都一样的。
But the Lord within that natural life, whether you are,
不在两年以前。
No matter what race you are, it is the same.
不在两年以前。
And 2 years ago.
在浙江一个海岸。
And I was in this, on the shore in China.
我那天坐了七个半小时的车到的海岸。
And it was a 7.5-hour ride to the shore.
一个姊妹来接我。
And a sister came to pick me up.
一看那个姊妹就是神的儿女啊。
When I saw her, I knew she was a child of God.
长得很粗。
And she looked very rough.
在海上生活的人。
Because she spent her days on the sea.
皮肤也很黑。
And she was very dark.
一看就是个神的儿女。
But you could tell she was a child of God.
姊妹，我来接你了。
And she said, Brother Z, I'm here to pick you up.
我说我坐了七个半小时才到车才到这里。
And I said it was 7.5 hours ride to get here.
你到你的目的地去还要坐5个半小时的船呢。
She said, Well, it's another 5.5-hour boat ride where you're going.
今天你要旅行是3个小时才到教会的。
A 13-hour ride to church today.
那我带你去个船。
And she said, Let me take you on the boat.
那个船呢，上下三层。
It was a boat with three
floors. 蛮大的船。
It was a pretty large boat.
实际上，这个船上所有工作的每一个都是弟兄姊妹。
And she said, Brother Z, everybody who works on this boat is Christian.
啊，我
都
太好了。
And I said, That's great.
上去看，那真是不一样。
But when I went up to sea, it was.
船上工作人都是很粗的人。
It was really different. Everyone there was quite callous.
没受过教育。
They were uneducated.
都是海上生活的人。
They all lived on the sea.
都是神儿女的味道啊。
But they all were the children of God, and that's how they behaved.
他们招待我的，在甲板上面给我一个大椅子，只有看看海，看5个半小时了要。
And then they put up a chair and said, "Take a look at the sea. You'll be looking at for another 5.5 hours."
5个小时，是你下来。
After 2 or 3 hours, they said, "You can come down now."
查船过来了，我们不能带人的了。
Because the Coast Guard is here, and we're not supposed to have passengers.
更不可以带传道人去看教会的，不可以的了。
And especially not ministers who are going to go visit the church. And so I went downstairs.
他们都小人国，那个船都矮的嘛，短的。
And it was a very small cramp in that space.
在里面快一两个小时了。
And so I was cramped down there, stooped down there for 1 or 2 hours, and they said, "Okay, now you can come up."
检查完了。
We passed inspection.
上来说，你们有没有外人啊？
And they came, and the inspector came on the boat. Said, "Is there any foreigner here?"
我问他说没有。
And we said no.
想往上看看我。
And it looked at me.
因为我们第一次见面嘛。
Because we had never met before.
使用你不是外人吧？
And they said, "You're not a foreigner, are you?"
是我神家族的人，怎么外人的？
I said, "I'm not a foreigner. I am part of the house of God."
没有说谎，我告诉他没有外人。
And so we're not lying.
啊，弟兄姊妹真是好。
And the brothers.
看见神的儿女彰显主的味道啊。
And it's so good to see the children of God expressing God.
那个血的那个一样的味道啊。
It is not something you can learn.
同有一个生命啊,
but it is because we all have the same life.
都有永远生命啊,
we all have the eternal life.
哎, 我到了那个岛上面,
and so I came to this island.
中国提起海岛教会很有名啊,
and it is a very famous church there.
有侍奉的人才来。
And only those who serve will go to this church, come to visit. There are about 1,000 there.
啊, 那味道真好。
And it was very good to be
there.
And they all have the eternal life.
全世界看见神的儿女,
and in, no matter where you go in the world,
都有一个心情,
when you see children of God,
都有一个学者,
they have the same choices, the same characters, the same
likeness.
They have the expression of the same life. And it is the same.
勇,
characteristics. It is the eternal life. And that is why we are called the children of God. It is the greatest miracle. And Jesus has come. And he has established the new covenant. In Luke chapter 22, and the first thing when God, when Jesus was holding the Passover, and what he did was he did away, the first thing he did was do away with the Old Testament and establish the bread and cup. He said, I am not going to partake of the Passover. And he now establishes the bread and cup. Before they were having the Passover, when they had the Passover, everybody has a cup before them. This is the cup of the Passover. And this is the pre-dinner cup.
那那个饭是庆祝逾越节过逾越节。
And because the meal here is to celebrate the Passover.
所以这里的杯有多数的 cups.
And so here is the cups.
每个人喝自己的杯。
Plural. Everyone, you drink from their own cup.
每一个人拿起杯来喝自己的杯。
And everyone drinks from their own cup.
饭后,
and after the meal.
又拿起杯来。
The Lord picked up the cup again.
饭后的杯。
It is the post-meal cup.
这杯是我用血所立的新约。
This is this cup is the new covenant established in my blood. And this is a singular cup. It is the new covenant. Why is the new covenant represented by a cup? Because it is such a great covenant. The promise of the New Testament is so great. And the promise which shall fulfill is so great. How can we get a hold on the New Testament or the New Covenant? But every time we have a breaking of bread, we hold a cup in our hands. And the whole New Testament is within our hands. We have this confidence that the Lord has established this New Covenant. And the cup also speaks of portion. It is the portion in the cup.
这么大的新约,
it is such a great covenant.
几千年的圣徒,
thousands of years of faith.
我在当中必定有我的一份,
and among in this I have my portion.
新约伟大吧?
How isn't the New Testament
用血所立的新约,
great? It is the blood of the New Testament.
我不配来领这个杯,
I am not worthy to receive this cup.
杯中的葡萄汁代表宝血,
and the wine in this cup represents
靠血来领新月,
by the blood we come and part
receive the covenant,
and the new covenant is within me.
新月我有把握,
and I have an
assurance,
and I have a part in this.
这是保罗来解释月了。
And Paul again explains this to us.
我们岂不一同交通于主的血吗?
Do we not share in the blood of Christ?
叫血下的交通。
It is the sharing under the blood.
所有主的救恩都是我的。
All of God's salvation belongs to me.
我们岂不交通于主的血吗?
Do we not share in the blood of Christ?
确实主的救恩我有一份。
And in the salvation of Christ, I have a part.
我们岂不交通于主的身体吗?
Have we not shared in the body of the Christ?
主太丰富。
And the Lord is so abundant.
教会太丰富,
and the church is so abundant.
教会各样的丰富,
and all the abundance of the church.
我们到今天领受,
we have been receiving from it for almost over
2,000
years. We are still sharing in the blood of Christ. And we are still sharing in the body of Christ. And Corinthians 11 speaks of the meal. And it speaks of the enjoyment. And in chapter 10, it speaks of the table. That is a testimony, a witness.
我们交通是广大的,
Because our fellowship is very broad.
我们心胸是广大的。
And our hearts are very broad.
我们祷告的范围是广大的。
And there is a broad realm for prayer.
我们所看见的是广大的。
And we have a broad vision.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
主为我们立了新约。
The Lord has established the new covenant.
我们今天就讲到祝约。
And these are the covenants.
到最后主的二启示录二十二章是最后了。
When we come to Revelation chapter 22.
三次说我必快来。
Three times it says, I shall come quickly. And this is the last covenant.
你们信不信主要来?
Do you believe the Lord is coming?
主会快来?
But is he coming quickly?
主说快就不会慢。
If the Lord says quickly, it's not going to be slow.
我讲这话也不是形容的话哈。
I am not just describing, using an adjective. I have been reading the Bible.
圣经里面预言的书。
It is the book of prophecy, the Bible.
三分之二都是预言。
2/3 of the Bible is prophetic.
预言都应验了。
All the prophecies have been fulfilled.
剩下还没有应验的预言，剩下那么一点点了。
There's only a little bit that has not been fulfilled.
没有应验的预言，它一连串应验的。
And all the ones that have not been fulfilled, it will be fulfilled immediately, starting from Europe.
马上我们就看见了。
We will see right away. The Lord is coming.
我不是用主快来来吓唬大家哈。
I am not trying to scare you.
主快来是真的是。
It is a real issue.
一个神迹，这个几十年。
And in these last few decades.
全世界正派的传道人。
There's a miracle that all the pastors and ministers.
都知道这是末世的。
All know that this is the end days.
都觉得主来近了。
And they all know that the coming of the Lord is near.
我们再唱29首。
Let us sing again, hymn 29.